Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We like hanging out with you. And, you know, I really like this job because I get to talk to teachers on a fairly regular basis. Joining me now, we've got Kimberly Adams, President Emeritus of the Fairfax Education Association. Kimberly, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. Glad to be on your show and having the opportunity to address folks about labor and education.
There we go. It's always fun. Always fun. Hey, listen, couple of things going on. You've got a little bit of an issue going on with retired teachers that are coming back and substituting to teach. Pay cut? What? Really? What's going on?
Yeah, we definitely have a small issue on our hands here. We do run a big budget, $2.7 billion. So that's a lot of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our retired teachers are part of our substitute pool. So
right.
They're paid to be substitute teachers in our classroom, to come back with all their experience and to bring that to our classrooms when our current active teachers are unavailable to serve, whether they're sick or out for training. We want to have experienced teachers in front of our kids.
Right.
And so we pay these teachers a little bit more than we pay the average student who's finishing their college degree. It makes sense.
Imagine
reasonable.
That. You know, you can have the heart specialist has got 2 weeks on the job, or the heart specialist has got 25 years on the job. Which one do you want, and which one do you think deserves more pay?
Yeah. So what the school system did as one of the things they needed to use in order to cut their budget this year was to change the way that they pay all substitute teachers, to bring it to what they call the regional average, and to remove entirely what we would call an offset for retired teachers to come in and do that work. So a little bit more money than you'd pay the average person to come and do that work, again, based on their experience and based on what they bring as knowledge of our current system when they come back to us.
And I mean, are parents complaining about this? Is the school board complaining about, I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely a joint recognition that we're starting to have. I think parents are starting to hear about it as it bubbles through the community from those folks that they know who are retired teachers. They're also hearing it now from their teachers' union, who's recognizing that, you know, maybe the school board can do a little bit more to look at this issue. We had originally argued that they needed to not do it at all. We did sit down with some of the folks in the finance department, discuss the numbers, figured that, you know, this saves the system a little over $2 million. So they're, you know, $2 million seems like a lot, but in, like I said, a $2.7 billion budget, $2 million is something we need to invest in our kids, in the future of our school, and in our retirees who've served many times more than 30 years in Fairfax County for the betterment of our students.
Right. And my question is, all right, so you tell the retirees, no, we don't want you to come back in because you cost too much. What do? Substitute somebody that's got 2 weeks of experience?
Yeah, and, you know, we do encourage substitutes to be qualified with either on their way toward a degree in education or on their way toward a degree in something. So the preferred substitute is someone who either has a college degree or is working toward one. But, you know, when you've got that high-quality education experience, you should be compensating for it. You should be making sure that those people are told, we value you. And right now, that's the sentiment among our retirees, is that they've been devalued and that don't matter, or that they somehow are a way to, you know, equalize a system of pay. And we just can't have that happen.
Yeah, and I'm sure if you ask the average parent, or the average person on the street, and say, hey, you know, little Johnny and little Jane, their teacher can't be in today. Do you want us to have a substitute that has equivalent or perhaps even better experience in education and a master's degree? Or do you want somebody like me teaching your kids? I know what that answer is. You know?
Well, Charles, we could pay you, but it's only going to be about $14.70.
Is that per student? Is that per student?
Retirees.
Is that per student or is that per class? No,
that's your hourly rate.
Yeah, no, that's not even a living rate. That's not even a living rate.
It's not even a living wage. We'll agree with you there. And
yeah.
$15 an hour fight going on across our nation, and we're going to reduce the amount we pay substitute educators to less than we pay the person possibly to flip burgers at McDonald's is really something that we're not going to be
looking at. I would pay my kid that, but he's 16. And child labor laws don't count. Now, Kimberly, this is a heck of a thing. What's the game plan? How do we fix this?
Well, we've got a lot of retirees who are planning to address the school board next week. We've got a mailing out to folks so that they can understand what the issue is. We're going to be highlighting it on our Facebook page so that people are aware of the issue. We're encouraging our school board members to step up and say, hey, what could we do instead? We understand the burden to the system at the cost of this. We understand that we need to cut corners for the purposes of keeping our budget strong. But where's a compromise, and where can we maybe come together on a compromise? And so we're asking school board members to see what they can do to change that final decision. There is some money that they've found in their fourth quarter budget savings. Usually what happens at this time of year is the school system pushes that money forward to the following fiscal year. We're going to ask them to keep $1 million or $2 million of that money back for the coming fiscal year, FY17, so that they can pay their retired educators what they're worth.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, if you didn't have a retiree come in, what's the pay rate per hour on that?
So the non-retired teachers are going to be getting the $14, and I believe it's 64 cents an hour. I don't have the paper in front of me. Originally, retired educators would be at about $22 an hour, and if they were taking on a long-term job, it was $26 an hour. So they've removed all of those additional rates and dropped everybody back to the $14 and change.
And you know, there's no expiration on their master's degree, is there?
No.
I didn't think so.
There is not.
I didn't think so. I'm pretty sure one day my university is going to come back and ask for my bachelor's degree back, but, you know, that's a different story.
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so, well, you know, folks, I mean, you know, do you want the best for education, or do you want, again, somebody like me to come into the classroom? No, you want the best, and quite frankly, this should be a no-brainer. Is $1 million going to do it?
Well, you know, they costed this out to the system when they dropped everyone back to the $14.23 an hour. They said that when they take out all the differential for retirees and they drop everyone back a little bit to what they consider the regional average, they're saving $2.3 million. So we need them to maybe find half of that money or a little more to put the retiree substitute pay back in place. So about $1 million to $1.5 million.
Okay. Well, you know, and again, you know, pick up the phone, folks. Call your rep, because this is the thing that's got to be done. Kimberly, anything else for us today?
You know, those are the biggest things, and we hope to make sure that Fairfax County stays competitive in the future. So we're still working on our meals tax here in Fairfax County. That'll be a referendum on the November ballot, so you'll hear more about it from us, and we look forward to sharing information on our Facebook page. As always, you can find us online at Fairfax Education Association, www.fairfaxea.org.
There you go. Kimberly, we appreciate it. Kimberly Adams, President Emeritus, The Fairfax NEA. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Charles.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.